started Suzerain trading on Richard Shaw, S-H-A-W, Shaw Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, Richard Shaw, S-H-A-W, S as in Sam. Date of birth is 3/24/38. Date of visit is 6/14/24. Thanks. Please make a copy of this for Patricia Fredette, M.D. Fredette, F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E. Next. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is an 86-year-old male who has had a history of multiple medical problems, including diabetes and hypertension and hyperlipidemia, COPD, gout, and history of degenerative arthritis. Has been experiencing shortness of breath and cough, and trouble ambulating for the past several months. The patient was sent for a chest CT on 6/4/24, which showed an elevated left hemidiaphragm with mild parenchymal changes in the left base with the loculated left pleural effusion and a patchy ground glass opacity in the right lower lung. Period. The patient has some cough but does not bring up much sputum. And he denied fevers or chills. He has leg edema. And he did get treated a month ago for a bout of pneumonia and took antibiotics for one week. Next, paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3. History of gastroesophageal reflux and peripheral vascular disease, as well as COPD with chronic bronchitis and history of gastroesophageal reflux, history of reflux. And surgical history includes Dupuytren's contracture surgery of both hands and surgery on the left knee with a partial knee replacement, as well as a right total knee replacement. Next paragraph. Habits of patient smoked cigarettes a pack per day for over 30 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next. family history. Mother died of old age. Father had a history of Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems of patient. Has had weight loss and some fatigue. Denies double vision of cataracts. Denies sore throat, but has some nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency burning and flank pains. Denies hay fever or asthma, but has shortness of breath and wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, or constipation. Denies any chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. Has no anxiety, no depression, no leg edema. He has easy bruising and denies joint, does have joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, medalist. Allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, glipizide 5 milligrams BID, aspirin 1 daily, telmisartan 80 milligrams daily. Simvastatin 40 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress, no cyanosis. There is mild peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy, peripheral pulses are diminished. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 94, respiration is 20, temperature 97.6, weight is 186, saturation 96. HEND norms, thyroid pupils are reactive. Tongue is dry, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with the decreased excursions. There are few scattered wheezes in the upper chest with occasional basal crackles. Heart seems to be irregular, someone has to. With a systolic murmur 2/6, the apex. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will 1+ edema, decreased peripheral pulses, no calf tenderness or swelling. Reflexes 1+, no gross motor lapses, cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin all agents. Next paragraph, impression number one. Is a COPD and emphysema. Number two, left basal atelectasis with a small effusion. Number three, history of hypertension. Number four, diabetes mellitus. And next paragraph, plan of the patient has been advised to get a complete PFT with bronchodilator study and a repeat CBC IgE level were done and a 2D echocardiogram to be done. She was given Tessalon Perls 100 milligrams TIDPRN, Ventolin inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit we arrange approximately 6 weeks or earlier if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Could you please add in the allergy section allergies to metformin and losartan? Thank you. Dr. D'Souza. Copy of this for Patricia Fredette, M.D. F-R-E-D-E-T-T-E, M.D. Patricia Fredette. MD.